Next door, Mrs. Markowitz, who was living on Social Security and could only afford close-out paint colors, had painted her side lime green. My mother was at the open screen door. "Stephanie," she called. "What are you doing sitting out there in your car? You're late for dinner. You know how your father hates to eat late. The potatoes are getting cold. The pot roast will be dry." Food is important in the Berg. The moon revolves around the earth revolves around the sun, and the Berg revolves around pot roast. For as long as I can remember, my parents' lives have been controlled by 5-pound pieces of rolled rump done to perfection at 6 o'clock. Grandma Mazur stood 2 feet back from my mother.
"I gotta get me a pair of those," she said, eyeballing my shorts. "I still got pretty good legs, you know."
She raised her skirt and looked down at her knees.
"What do you think? You think I'd look good in them biker things?"
Grandma Mazur had knees like doorknobs. She'd been a beauty in her time, but the years had turned her slack-skinned and spindle-boned. Still, if she wanted to wear biker shorts, I thought she should go for it. The way I saw it, this was one of the many advantages to living in New Jersey. Even old ladies were allowed to look outlandish. My father gave a grunt of disgust from the kitchen, where he was carving up the meat.
"Biker's shorts," he muttered, slapping his palm against his forehead.
2 years ago, when Grandpa Mazur's fat-clogged arteries sent him to the big pork roast in the sky, Grandma Mazur had moved in with my parents and had never moved out. My father accepted this with a combination of old-world stoicism and tactless mutterings. I remember him telling me about a dog he'd had as a kid. The story goes that this dog was the ugliest, oldest, most pea-brained dog ever. The dog was incontinent, dribbling urine wherever it went. Its teeth were rotted in its mouth. Its hips were fused solid with arthritis, and huge fatty tumors lumped under its hide. One day, my Grandpa Plum took the dog out behind the garage and shot it. I suspected there were times when my father fantasized a similar ending for my Grandma Mazur.